Welcome to Coffee and Jesus. This is Jael, your host, coming to you from Texas. Today I want to talk to you about King Saul. Really, the subject is about leadership. What does a good leader look like? What does a bad leader look like? So without getting into every detail of Saul's reign, I'm just going to give you some highlights. Saul was a king chosen by God who, because of various reasons, pretty much got demoted due to the decisions that he made. Saul was in a position of authority, and while he was in that position, he was laid off spiritually, so to speak. He was let go. Now, how did this happen? Well, for one thing, he was disobedient. He did not do what Samuel the prophet told him that God wanted him to do concerning a situation with another king. I can never say his name right. I want to say King Agag. He was disobedient. And in fact, he did the exact opposite of what God told him to do through Samuel the prophet. So you see from this that Saul has some pride, because he ignored God's way and decided that his way was better. He was spiritually immature. I'll even say ignorant in some respects. And he was also a very jealous man. We'll get to that in a minute. Now, when Samuel confronted him about the course of action that he took, that was in direct opposition to what Samuel told him to do, at first Saul lied about it. So there's a sign of bad leadership right there. A good leader will admit their faults. They will hold themselves accountable. They will repent to God and they will apologize to their congregation or to their board or whatever. Saul didn't do that. Then he started to blame other people. That's another sign of bad leadership. You will not take ownership and accountability for your misjudgment, your wrongdoings, your neglect, your lack of wisdom, your mistakes. And so while Saul was in position, as I said earlier, he was let go spiritually. He was fired. He didn't even know he was fired, because he was already done with him. He had already figured out, you know, that it would be David that would, you know, be his successor. And we know the story of David. Now, here's where the pride comes in again, because jealousy is the cousin of pride. And so here we have a grown man who, after David defeats Goliath and begins to get some notoriety, Saul becomes jealous of David. This is a grown man who is jealous of a child. Just think about that for a minute. So Saul was disobedient. He was prideful. He was immature. He lied. And he was jealous. He also surrounded himself with yes men. A weak leader will surround themselves with people who either A, are not as smart as they are, or B, who they can intimidate and control, who will say yes to everything that they want and agree with them because they have an insecure, controlling spirit. So this is a classic example of bad leadership. This is how you should not be. If you want to be a good leader, how should you be? You should be humble, submissive. You should surrender and always seek the will of God. Spiritual maturity is important. That doesn't happen overnight. In order for that to happen, you have to go into the secret place, and I mean often, and praise and worship God and listen to Him for His counsel. When you are in alignment with your assignment, spiritual maturity will take place. You need to study the Word of God often and fast. I love what Pastor Samuel Rodriguez says out of California. Private preparation meaning one-on-one time with the Holy Spirit, will lead to public promotion. And that's exactly what happened with David. David worshiped God in the fields while he was working. He was privately prepared by having to kill the bear and the lion before he had to kill Goliath. And so because of his humility and his submissiveness, his kind, sweet nature as a little boy, he was given a public platform and a public promotion. I know many people who want to be in ministry, some for the wrong reasons and some for the right reasons. So let me address those of you who are in it for the wrong reason. And here's the wrong reason. You want notoriety of your name and you want to make money. That's not what ministry is about. Ministry is about spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ and helping to get them to be saved. You want souls to be saved. God will take care of your financial needs. Okay, I'll just leave that right there. Now, the other people who go into ministry go into it, for the right reasons. And you have to be careful. You still have to be careful because the enemy knows your Achilles heel. He knows the trigger that's going to cause you to sin, whether it's pride or lust, whatever it is. You know, many men have fallen because women have taken them down. The enemy used women and sex to take down ministers. The enemy has used pride and the love of money, the lust of money, to take down ministers. He will use whatever he has to use to take you down. So you need to know what your weaknesses are and pray about those and get rid of those strongholds. As a minister, the most important thing you can do is to stay humble, because the most dangerous leader is a leader with spiritual pride. It's hard to get rid of. It's not impossible, but it's very difficult to deal with and get rid of. And once you have that, you're doomed. Just like Saul, you are spiritually let go while you're still in position. We live in a culture that is social media driven. So let me ask you a question. Do you pick up your Bible and read it and get on your knees and pray as soon as you get the urge from the Holy Spirit? Or do you wait and put it on the back burner because there's so many other things to do? Like check your Facebook posts or go, you know, talk to the other moms or dads, you know, while you're in the carpool waiting for your kids to get out of practice. Where is the priority in your life of the Word of God and Jesus himself and the Holy Spirit over and above everything else? Or as my mother would say, when you have a problem, do you go to the phone or do you go to the throne? Your first thought should be prayer and the will of God over and above everything else. And lastly, answer this question for yourself. You know how nowadays we have those notifications on our phone or on our computer when we get a text or an email or a Facebook post, a Twitter post, Instagram post, etc. Do you answer the call of God as fast as you do those notifications? Now that'll preach. That's a sermon all by itself. Let me repeat that. Do you answer the call of God as fast as you do those notifications? If the answer is no, you need to check yourself because there's a disconnect. So don't be like Saul. Be a good leader who stays humble and submissive to the will of God. And you'll have smooth sailing because he will protect you. Because when you don't do what God wants you to do and you're disobedient like Saul, you are no longer covered. That's why he began to have all sorts of problems. You're no longer covered. So stay under the covering of the Holy Spirit. Make sure you have accountability partners who will tell you the truth that are not just yes men and women. Be humble and submissive. Stay in the Word. Stay in the secret place. And all will be well. Be blessed.